Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey guys, I'm Nikki, and I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you want and desire. I'm so happy you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Wildly Worthy. I am so excited to be here with you today. I'm so excited to share with you about self-care and about how when it can be not so good for us. You all know, if you've been listening or if you follow me on Instagram, that self-care is something I really thrive on, I really advocate for, is just giving yourself some space and the love that you need and deserve. And I will say, as an introvert, I dive into self-care because I love just renewing my energy source within myself and with God and away from other people. Doesn't mean I don't like people. If you're a fellow introvert, you know. It just means that we re-energize. We fill up our batteries. Fill up our batteries? What is it called when you redo a battery? I don't know. But refillable battery? Anyway, our batteries are full after we spend some time alone. So I got to thinking about that this week when I was taking a nap, trying to take a nap, and I'm like, I'm so tired. My day job is just like wearing me out right now, that when I come home, I am exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally. And so I'm taking a nap, and I'm always like, I'm gonna take a nap, and then I'm gonna get to work. Then I'm gonna work on, you know, my passion projects. I'm gonna work on the things that I want to do and I need to do for myself. And I was struggling. I was struggling to get up. I was, you know, making excuses for myself. Like, I just need more time, just a little bit more time to rest. But it had been that way for several days and several weeks. School has been back in session for 6 weeks. The first 3 weeks were remote learning, and these 3 weeks have been in-person learning, and it has been hard. If you know a teacher, hug her or him, because they need it right now. Teaching is not fun right now. It is very, very hard, very stressful, completely different from what we're used to, and it's just hard, okay? So love on the teachers in your lives. But I'm not going to commiserate on that anymore. We're going to move on, because there are things we can control in life and there are things we cannot control in life. And right now, I cannot control that. So, what I could control is like how much I'm resting, how much time I'm giving myself, what I'm doing when I'm at home or when I'm off work, right? So, my thought was, this is too much. Like I said, it had been a few weeks and I was still in that mindset, and I thought, how am I going to move forward? Because who knows when this is going to change? Who knows when it's going to be easier, if it is going to get easier? So was my self-care getting self-destructive? Was I self-sabotaging? I think at a point it's like, okay, well, if you're not taking the actions to reach your goals that you have set for yourself, then you're kind of doing that to yourself, right? Nobody was holding me back. Nobody was pushing me down. Nobody had a gun to my head and saying, you can't do this. You can't get up. You can't work. You can't write something. You can't record something. You can't create something. You can't talk to people. That was me. And so I think it's, you know, in finding that willpower, that inspiration to get up. And I wrote a tweet and then shared it on my Instagram as well about, you know, stay inspired even when you're resting. Don't let relaxing leave you on the couch for days. keep that inspiration. Don't forget what you really want, right? So I just wanted to, you know, remind yourself, remind you to check in with yourself when you are doing self-care. And sometimes self-care is taking a nap. You know, people romanticize self-care and make it this Instagrammable bubble bath with candles and pink and plants and this like a beautiful aesthetic, when, you know, self-care doesn't always look like that. Self-care is just sometimes giving yourself what you need as far as like what you're eating, how you're sleeping, what you're putting into your mind, what you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching. That's all a form of self-care, right? And it doesn't have to doesn't have to be pretty, but it does have to help you. It does have to give you some care, for lack of better words. So when you're doing these things, when you're giving yourself what you are calling self-care, I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel? So when you are doing the self-care thing, how do you feel? Do you feel like, is it an exhale? Like I've needed this. Or is it more of a like, oh, I don't want to get up. I can't move. I'm like uninspired. Do you feel relaxed or do you feel uninspired? Do you feel stuck? And I've recorded a podcast about when you feel stuck. So go back and watch or listen to that. It's not watchable, but go back and listen to that if you are feeling in that stuck phase. Because when you're in that stuck place and you're taking a nap day after day after day, that's not self-care. That's lack of motivation. That's self-sabotaging. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But like self-sabotaging, like are you the person, are you the thing that's keeping yourself from moving forward? Are you what's keeping yourself from your goals? And you have to like be real with yourself. Give yourself some tough love. If you're not already working with a coach or someone else giving you some feedback, you have to coach yourself. Journal it out. What do I need today? What can I do? What's one thing I can do today to take me forward? What's one thing I can do, one action I can take that will give me some progress towards my goals, right? So ask yourself those things. Where's your mindset? Are you in a place where you have resigned yourself to, this is my life, I'm just going to have to get used to it. It's going to be like this for the next 30, 40, 50 years. If you're there, maybe it's not self-care. I mean, I don't know. You do you, right? But I'm figuring if you're a person that listens to podcasts and if you're a person that's listening to this podcast, that you're a person who wants to change your life. You want to better your life. You want to change the world for other people, not only yourself, but you want to make the world a better place to live in. And you have to decide if you're okay with where you are now or if you want to keep getting better. Because I believe that we're never finished. There's always more to learn. There's always more to grow. And I don't mean that in a hustle, you're not good enough kind of way, but just in a way of like, there's so much knowledge. There's an abundance of knowledge in this world. There's so many places to go. There are so many people to meet that we can't possibly ever do it all. And I, for one, think that's amazing. That just increases my abundance mindset that we are able and we are open to so much. And, if you are privileged enough to be able to experience those things, then why wouldn't you? Right? A large population of this world cannot do things you can do. So, you know, that is changing your language from I have to do this to I get to do this. Like, how cool is it that I get to do this? And I have to do this with workouts a lot because I love working out after I'm finished. Right? Sometimes I love it when I'm in the middle of it, but before I work out, I am not excited about it ever. I'm never like, woo, I get to work out. Yes. But I get to work out. Not everybody can do that, right? So I have to use that language on myself a lot. And you can ask yourself, like, where do I need to say that to myself? I have to go to work. Or, hey, I get to go to work. A lot of people are unemployed right now. A lot. Because of coronavirus pandemic. If you are a person fortunate enough to have a job, maybe it's not the job that you love, but it's a job that is paying your bills right now. Like, you know, show some gratitude for it. Appreciate it. Appreciate what you have. And it's going to make you, put you in a better spot, a better place in your life. And you will see hope for a brighter future, right? Things aren't going to be like this forever. I firmly believe that. Yeah. So, and another thing I wrote down is it keeping you from things you could and would rather be doing? So whatever you're doing for your self-care, whether it's taking a nap, it's taking a bath, watching some Netflix. Hey, I Netflix sometimes for self-care. That is fine. But is that Netflix binge keeping you from things you could be doing that could move you towards the life that you really want? Or things that you would rather be doing. If you'd rather be doing something else, then why are you still doing it, right? Do what makes you feel good and is getting you to that better place and just making you feel accomplished and happy and grateful and appreciative and hopeful. I don't think I already said hopeful, but hopeful is like so important. If you have no hope, you are, you're going to have a hard time, doing anything. So as always, journal, and, you know, journaling is self-care. Can be journaling too much. Are you just journaling about your life you want, or are you doing something about it? Yeah. So don't forget that. Don't let self-care turn into something destructive. Don't let it keep you from your dream life. That's all I'm saying. I love you all. Thank you for listening. I hope you gleaned something from this. If you didn't, I'm sorry I wasted your 12 minutes. But if you did, I would love, love, love to hear from you. Please hit me up on Instagram. I am wildly_worthy on Instagram. Give me a shout out. If you're not public, send me a DM and I will shout you out. We will give back, right? All right. I'll see you guys later. Have a great week. Bye.